Hi, this week the question is, what is a miracle? In Acts 2, verse 22, the Bible says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know." Notice the word miracles used in this passage. Jesus performed miracles, and our question is, what is a miracle? William Lane Craig defined a miracle as an event which is not producible by the natural causes that are operative at the time and place that the event occurs. This is a very helpful definition. Consider this passage as an example. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Then he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now suppose that one day doctors and scientists are able to cure lame people by using some special equipment, medicines, and laser treatments. And suppose further that they were able to apply their knowledge in such a way so that a lame man could stand up immediately and begin to walk. If this were to actually happen one day, it would not be a miracle. It would be simply the application of modern medicine. However, in the days of Jesus and his apostles, such medical technologies did not exist. Well, they don't even exist now yet. The lame man walking was a true Bible miracle because the lame man began to walk immediately without any modern technologies of any kind. The only answer is that divine power from God accomplished this feat. This was a miracle. Now, according to the scriptures, we know the following about miracles. First, miracles were only temporary. They were designed for the purpose of confirming the truthfulness of new divine revelation, according to Mark 16, verse 20. Second, miracles were not intended to make a life more pleasant. And although a healing would make someone more comfortable, that was not its purpose. The purpose of miracles, as we just stated, was to confirm new divine revelation, Hebrews 2, verse 2. Miracles, then, number 3, would end when all new divine revelation was revealed. In other words, when all the New Testament scriptures were finished, miracles were going to cease. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 13, and Ephesians 4, verses 7 through 16. So in conclusion, there are no more miracles occurring today like Jesus and his apostles performed. When people today claim to work miracles, you are faced with a choice. Do you believe the scriptures, or do you believe the one telling you about their miracle? Well, it's that simple. And as for me, I choose to believe the scriptures. Thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.